Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Good morning. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is the longest day of the year. Hey, guys. I'm like all alone in here. I'm literally sitting here all alone. Hooman and Yuzette are having a conversation on the other side of that glass. Oh, here comes Vinny. Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
It's just me. I'm just hanging out.
Did we start?
Yeah, we started.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Hey.
That's weird. The light's not on.
We didn't even realize.
I know.
Well, we were talking about the Warriors.
Yeah.
Just about how great the Warriors owners are. And I was telling him I saw some overhead shots of the stadium.
Oh, right.
And how amazing it's going to be. Like crazy in another year or two. It's going to be a freaking stadium. And then Hooman was saying, what did you say
Makes
about
sense.
The waterfront?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be the only stadium in the world where you can watch a basketball game and look out into the bay. Like, you know, you'll have a water, you'll have a view of the water while you're watching.
But will they have a water bubble that you can walk out into?
Right. Can you walk out into a water bubble? That's the question.
I didn't want to reveal that today on the show, but the answer is yes.
Oh! That's amazing.
And Clarky Clark, have your skills with water bubbles been acquired by the Warriors?
They are paying me a premium for my consultation fees.
Uh-huh, good.
But, at the light this morning, I'm at one of the endless three-minute lights.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable. You just sit there watching no cars come.
Right.
So I decided to pull up Instagram, and there is your triumphant moment.
I know. So happy.
I was like, how do I like this five times?
I put up a little video of my fish. They went right up into I got fish yesterday.
You didn't even have to.
No, I have to tempt them. They just went up. They just hang out in there looking around. My cats are thrilled. My cats love my fish.
Oh, I see. It was the first thing that popped up.
Oh, you didn't see it yet?
No.
Oh, that is really cool.
It's neat. I'm telling you, I was effing mesmerized yesterday. I just, like, at one point, John comes out, he goes, Sarah, it's 7:04. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I thought you might want to not be sitting by your fish pond anymore.
Well, it must be very triumphant.
Oh, I'm so, it makes me so happy.
Good.
I know.
A lot of work, sweat, and tears went into that.
I have an aversion to most things. As I think they are like...
What do you mean?
Like that. Like that thing, as beautiful as it is in my own house, I would think, well, that's going to break down in 2 minutes, and it's going to turn into a mossy armpit, and I'm not going to want to, you know... That's just my thought process.
Yep, right.
It's the same with when I order a car, I don't want all the bells and whistles. I just figure that thing's going to break.
That's just one more thing that can go wrong.
It's my own sort of whatever's wrong with me. I don't know. But looking at that thing... On my Instagram, I was like, damn, dude, you're stoked.
It's so pretty. And actually, it's like the first thing in the backyard that's actually done. Well, it isn't even done because it's going to get, it has like wood clay. All you can see right now is the liner that's hanging over the top of the thing that I built to put the thing in there.
What we're talking about is
pond, my water garden.
An above water level bubble.
Yes.
That the fish can swim up into.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
It's
go to Clarky Clark on Instagram.
You know,
but the raccoons can still get those other fish on the side, huh?
Well, we'll see. I mean, the fish will live or they'll die. We're building a little thing.
You'll spend thousands or not?
No. The fish, they're like $2 a piece. They're cheap. I didn't buy koi. I bought because they'll get too big.
Why don't you get koi?
I bought shibunkin. In my reading. I don't want... Koi can live like 70-something years, and they grow an inch a year, and I did the math on that and said, I think this place is a little...
You'll need a bigger pond.
I did have this consultant guy come over a couple weeks ago, and during the 11 minutes, we actually discussed my project.
Oh, this was the guy that...
No, but I don't want to... I don't want any trouble. So this guy came over, and I paid him for some time to, as I asked a million questions, you know, and made notes. And he said that most koi ponds that you see, the fish, believe it or not, won't stay the size that they need to be. Because I've always heard that. Fish don't get bigger than they can for their container. Mm-hmm. And apparently that is not true.
They just keep growing.
He goes, he said, I know of this fish. He's in this, like, he can't really, you know, I mean, he can turn around in the thing, but barely. He's like as wide as the thing is.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
I'm like,
it's super
awful.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, will the fish get hot?
Oh, up in the bubble?
Yeah.
It's much warmer up there. But it's, you know, they go down if they get too hot.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
What are they're not trapped up there.
No, no.
What are the cats doing?
The cats are just, they sit there and stare. And they put their little paws up on the side of the thing and they just watch.
What is that made out of? They can't...
Plexiglass?
Is that what it is?
The glass
bowl. They can't poke a hole through it.
It's, oh yeah, no. That's plexiglass.
But like I said, I've heard raccoons, they're killer with power tools.
Yeah. No, the raccoons, if there's a way, they'll
saw
figure
right
it
into
out.
That puppy.
Although I have to say, last night, as I went out to do a final check on the thing at 8 o'clock, just to say goodnight to my new pets, they were gone. They were underneath. The thing is over 3 feet deep. It has two caves in it that they can go. And they were in a cave. They were just gone. Or the raccoons are that efficient that they've already killed my fish. So we'll find out today when I get there. But and that's what they say, that, you know, as the night falls, they go to the bottom and they... So I'm hopeful. The thing I'm really worried about is cranes, apparently, like or herons or whatever they are, that they will land in your pond and just, you know...
Snatch them.
Eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I'm telling you, my mom had this... It came with the house when they bought it in Seattle. And it was a beautiful little thing, and she loved it, but she was feeding the neighborhood and had to let it go.
Right.
Well, and then they tried to net it, and that wasn't working.
Yeah, that's my thought, is I might have to figure out some kind of net. But I don't know.
People,
is there any night lights lighting up the pond or anything?
There aren't yet. But the other thing is people say do a motion detected sprinkler. So that when if something lands in it, even during the day, if something lands in it, it will sprinkle them.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah. Keeps them away, supposedly. I don't know.
Although they'll be like, yay, sprinkles.
I know. Yay, it's so hot. Sprinkles.
Well, we'll see. So hopefully this provides you years and years of wonderful, relaxing entertainment.
Yep.
And there's a possibility that it'll be the thing that you built that never gets used because you're just feeding the neighborhood animals.
Right, exactly.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch.
Sure will, Ben. We'll find out. I'm excited about it.
It looks really good.
I'm waiting for my lily pads to get up to the top.
Are you worried about the crows?
I'm not worried about the crows, actually. Okay. I don't know if I should be. I'm just, you know what I'm not worried about?
What?
I'm just not worried about it. I'm just going to, they're not going to steal the plants, and the whole thing is a beautiful, it's a nice feature. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. It was much cooler yesterday. At my house, anyway.
Oh, was it?
Did you not feel that it was?
It was pretty hot.
Oh, last night I turned off the AC, opened up all the windows. I was like, oh my God, it's actually chilly out here.
Actually, I should mention it now, and I'll mention it again later. They're saying if you can, they want you to conserve power because there's power outages and everyone's running their air. So
right. I heard that we share a grid with like Arizona and New Mexico and... Or something like that, and they said that because
in Northern California,
the California grid somehow is connected
right,
to that.
Remember, we had those blackouts, brownouts, They were connected.
And they're saying it's going to be so hot in Arizona today that they're what is it 2 to 5 this afternoon or something? There's some
specific time,
specific hours.
I think it's 2 to 9 p.m.
Oh, 2 to 9 p.m. Okay,
for the tournament.
They're asking you to, you know, use as little power as possible so that. Because the grid is under quite a bit of stress. Can you imagine if it was 125 degrees outside? Like, so everyone in Arizona is just hunkered down, like, under AC right now. Like, you can't leave the house. It must be 190 degrees in people's cars.
Yeah, so it's 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. today.
Yeah.
and tomorrow, actually, they want you to conserve energy as much as possible. Avoid potential to help avoid potential power outages because of increased air conditioner use. So one of the easy things is don't do your laundry.
Right.
Don't run the dishwasher. I know that most of us feel like, hey, this is when I got to do this stuff.
Right.
But, you know.
Leave it until this evening.
This is your excuse then.
Nope, I can't do the laundry today.
Shine it on for a day.
Right. Exactly.
2 days, actually.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow.
Do it. Well, listen, you have until 2 o'clock. Get up early. Do your laundry. Who doesn't want to get out of bed early to do laundry? I mean, come on. Woo.
I actually... I don't mind that.
I actually do get up on Sundays
early
and do laundry.
I
gotta get
gladly,
the lights in.
I would never do that.
It's a whole
get
process.
Get my chores done so I can go do my stuff.
I can barely get out of bed to come do my job, which I actually enjoy.
Let alone
get up and do laundry.
We know you love bed. We know it.
Oh, bed. How could I ever leave you?
Oh!
Yes!
So John made it home safely?
He did.
And was it gross?
It was.
That's such a weird text within five minutes of him.
And it was funny, too, because I was like, oh, like our contractor was there. And John comes walking out of the back. Well, he was working yesterday. So John comes walking out the back door. I'm like, oh, hooray, you're home! And
oh, you were already out there working.
Yeah, so he comes out, and I'm like, yay, this is great. Give him a big hug, and he's like, come in the house. Because I have to show you something from the trip. I'm like, oh, this is going to get gross.
All right. Well, good for you guys.
And?
Good. 5 minutes later, we were back outside. Yeah. I mean, he has his needs.
That's all right. Thank God. Brings him home to you.
Yep.
Were they on a boat, like living on the boat?
No. They went out Friday and Saturday.
During
the day. And I guess they were staying at some... It sounded great. They all stayed at this one. She said it was sort of like a bed and breakfast, but the lady would cook you. She'd pack you a lunch. I guess it was set up with the fishing company. She'd pack a lunch that they would take on the boat. And, everything was provided for because they were in the sticks. They weren't even in New Orleans. They were like an hour and a half out in the bayou. I don't know what they call it. But the fishing was excellent. And supposedly a bunch of it is going to get shipped to my house. And yay, Gulf fish.
Gulf fish.
Yeah, I don't know. They ate it. They seem to have lived. So
all right.
We'll see. I know. All I can think of is that pipe pumping oil into the Gulf. And I know that was years ago, but still, the Gulf just... Mm.
I'm not eating that. That's my response. Right. There I am at the table.
I'll
going,
pick up something for you at the
Whole
Foods.
I'm going to have some oatmeal. I'll check you guys later.
Mm. They had a good time. It was excellent.
Good.
What did you guys do yesterday?
What did I do yesterday?
I know Bryn laid some concrete. That looked fun in the heat.
That sounds horrible.
Wasn't that hot?
Because concrete looks so fun. I mean, it's a lot of work, but you know, you have to like level it out and do that screed.
That looks fun to you.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, just like the backyard work looks fun until you do it, right?
Right. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch on TV. Fun to watch your videos. But yeah, not as fun.
Well, you must like it because you keep lining up projects. So don't pretend. You pretend you don't like it, but you clearly love it.
Well, I like it to be done. You know? Like anything that you want to be done, you have to do.
Yeah, but you could say to someone... Here's what I want you to do.
Oh, I do that, too. I mean, you know, look, I'm not a heavy lifter at all. Like, I did not dig that koi pond.
Right.
You know, I had someone dig the hole for me and,
all right.
You know.
Yeah, well, I don't participate at all. Yeah. At all. Not one bit.
Well, you have a small yard. I mean, what's there to do?
No, I mean, I've had projects done. I had that whole remodel of that little apartment done. And
yeah, that was... See? You made the choices. You had to make the decisions.
And you found
a qualified professional to do it for you.
And then Adney and his boys did every minute of that work as I walked by and went, all right, guys.
Well, you had the dream up in... remember when you lived in Hamilton? Remember that? And you put those... You tried to put a concrete... patio and two palm trees in, and the patio was janky,
was
and you had to get that ripped out.
You have
and
no
two
idea.
Two dead palm trees. Oh, I have an idea. I know all you wanted was palm trees. You wanted to be reminded of San Diego. You wanted a couple palm trees.
Here's the thing, though. That's why you may have heard me like say this dude's name, because, and it's probably even like inappropriate, even though he didn't give me any discounts. Not 1% off, just so you all know. Right. But I've said his name because I have had the worst experiences with some contractors. Ripped off.
Yep.
Just plain ripped off, or just a bad job, and they're looking at me like, how's my money?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You did a horrible job.
Right. You have to rip this out. Didn't you have to get that whole patio ripped out and re-poured?
The whole patio and started over.
Oh, my God.
Because they did such a crappy job. And they did it trying to race the weather. Oh, no, it'll be fine. No, it's going to be fine. I'm looking at the weather going, guys. No, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Did you have to pay double?
No. No, and I withheld payment until they came and tore it out with a jackhammer and redid the whole
thing.
Thank
goodness you did. You know, a lot of people will pony up money to a contractor and then never see them again.
Right.
You got to space those payments out and check their license.
Well, there you are trying to be the happiest little consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I just want you to do a great job.
Sure.
Anything that keeps you happy.
Keeps me happy.
And makes you want to do a great job. I want you to be so happy you'll do the best possible job.
Here's all the money.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, I had a lot of bad experiences up there at that dream home, Hamilton.
Was a nice house, though. Really, really nice.
Yeah. I think the worst of all that was the time that I ordered a cord of wood, and it turns out that's a whole driveway.
Cord of wood is
truck
a lot.
I think it was actually, I ordered a half a cord, still not knowing what that even was. And when they dump trucked that onto the driveway, mm-hmm. I was like, all right, you guys can put that over here on the side yard. And he just laughed and laughed.
Oh.
We don't stack. Just dropped off
the wood.
Bye. And I was like,
hey. Did you grab the neighborhood kids that were skateboarding by and say, hey, kids, I got a buck for you?
I think at the time I was still drinking. I'm like there with a screwdriver in my hand. You know, I put a little.
What's the screwdriver for?
The drink. Oh, the screwdriver.
Oh, vodka.
That went at Sarah.
I'm like, were you working on something?
I got you, Vinny. I was
something?
With you.
No, it was vodka with some. For color, orange juice. Because, you know, why would I be drinking plain vodka at 8 in the morning?
When the wood got dropped off, right.
So there I am having that going.
What happened with that wood? Did you stack it up?
I stacked it by myself on the side yard.
Mm.
You know, two pieces at a time.
Well, you had to keep one hand for the drink.
As I, you know, continued to hammer that bottle. Oh, good times.
Oh, really good times.
Let's never have them be here again.
They never will be.
Right.
Actually, we're going to take a quick break now, but I'm going to give you a little teaser. All I have is stories about people who are addicted to stuff.
You have the Carrie Fisher story,
We're starting with that. It is effing crazy. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Oh, we're off to a good start. We'll be right back.
What'd you need a screwdriver for? You weirdo.
I didn't know.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.